Melanie Brown reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and top of the morning to you, East Texas. It is Monday, April the 22nd. I'm Jeff Rourke here with my friend Melissa Kaiser. We are glad to be up early with you and keeping you company as you make that morning drive to a brand new work week. Stay tuned this hour for all of the latest in local, state, and national news, updates on sports, and of course on the weather as well. That complete forecast from KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet is coming to you next. We are glad you're tuned in. KTBB News Time, 7:06.
Elwin Henderson can tell you that peripheral neuropathy is no joke.
I have diabetes type 2 and had gotten to the point that I was having major problems at night with pain shooting through my feet, numbness, and burning. I'd wake up 4 or 5 times at night feeling like my feet were on fire.
Most health practitioners treat peripheral neuropathy with medication. Neuropathy Treatment Clinic is different.
So I scheduled an appointment to come down for an assessment. Got the assessment and they said, yeah, we're certain we can help you. I can sleep all night now. I can walk without my toes feeling like they're not there. I'll just simply say, anybody who is having neuropathy issues, you need to give these guys a call and give them a shot.
Between 80 and 90% of Neuropathy Treatment Clinic patients get significant relief, safely and non-invasively. Visit nervepaintyler.com. Medicare and many major insurance plans are welcome. Life begins when pain ends. Go to nervepaintyler.com.
Not everyone with a real estate license is a realtor.
A realtor is a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Shannon Franzen is a local real estate professional and a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors.
We represent our clients above ourselves.
Realtors are real estate agents that are bound by the highest ethical standards.
If a client doesn't know the market, you go to their house and they say, if I got an offer of $150,000, I would take it right now. And you know that that house is worth $250,000. I am legally bound to explain to you what your house is actually worth, not to go to my car and call my investor friend and say, oh, look, I've got somebody that'll sell for this much.
There's the easy thing, and then there's the right thing. You can count on a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors to do the right thing. Selling a home or buying a home, you can expect a better transaction when you have a local expert realtor on your side. To learn more and to find a realtor, visit gtar.com, the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors, gtar.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:08, and a good Monday morning to you, East Texas. We are glad you're tuned in to your only local news radio, KTBB. Let's take a look now at our weather forecast, and with that, here is KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see mostly sunny skies for our day off Monday, with a few more morning clouds the farther south and west you go across the area. It's going to be a warmer day than yesterday, but still ending up below average. You'll need to grab the jacket and sweater, though, this morning, as temperatures are starting off on the chilly side. High temperatures this afternoon will make it into the low to mid-70s, with a southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. So despite the below average temperatures, it's still going to feel quite nice out there during the afternoon with the sunshine and the light breeze. For tonight, we'll see mostly clear skies. Temperatures drop down to the upper 40s, so still a bit chilly out there heading out the door Tuesday morning. You'll still need that jacket or sweater as you head out the door Tuesday morning, but make sure to dress in layers because you won't need as many layers during the afternoon on Tuesday. Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies with high temperatures climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s, so we're back to average for this time of the year with a south wind at 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. It will be a lot warmer heading out the door Wednesday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. And folks, it is indeed a chilly morning out there. 44 degrees over Rixel in the Square, 43 degrees over Leon's Steakhouse, and 44 at KTBB. A look at the headlines for you next. KTBB News Time, 7:10.
We all know how unpredictable and sometimes scary East Texas weather can be. Nothing we can do about that. But rural East Texans can be prepared with propane from Gas and Supply. Propane is safe, efficient, clean, and less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it even in bad weather. Gas and Supply in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. But that's not all. Gas and Supply is the East Texas welding headquarters. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. And here's one of the best propane services services at Gas and Supply. They save you money. How? Because Gas and Supply refills by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need. Think propane and remember American and family-owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running in all East Texas weather conditions. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more in 7 East Texas cities and on the web at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
If you're putting off getting a backyard pool hoping that interest rates will come down, stop.
You're not going to save any money by waiting for interest rates to go down.
Azalea Pools owner Stacy Wilson.
Because while you're waiting for interest rates to go down, the prices go up, so it offsets anything that you would be saving. So you might as well be enjoying your pool now, and you're going to pay about the same.
Unlike a lot of pool contractors, Azalea Pools had the resources to buy ahead and stop the clock on inflation.
What we did is by buying things ahead, by making deals with our subcontractors, we are still able to build a pool at the same prices that we were building pools in 2020.
Don't put off enjoying a backyard pool. All it takes to get started is a call or a visit to Azalea Pools. The Azalea Pools Outdoor Living Design Center is on Highway 110 North, a mile west of Toll 49. See them online at azaleapools.com. azaleapools.com.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your elite Kubota dealer. It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that will make your neighbors extremely envious. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,300 off on the L3302 tractor. That's at Athens Tractor or online at athenstractor.com. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
KTBB News Time, 7:12, 43 degrees in Longview, 44 degrees right now in Tyler, and a good Monday morning to you, East Texas. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Gloom on Wall Street after big technology stocks logged their worst week since the COVID crash in 2020. Oil prices fell while U.S. futures advanced. Opening arguments in former President Trump's historic first criminal trial are today in New York City. The Senate preparing to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid bill that is passed in the House of Representatives this past weekend. A senior Israeli official resigns. New York's Columbia University taking steps to quell pro-Palestinian protests on campus. An American reporter who was captured and held hostage for nearly 7 years in Lebanon has died. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports coming up next. KTBB News Time, 7:13. If you own property, you know that comes with a lot of challenges, but overpaying on property tax shouldn't be one of them. Hi folks, Jeff Rourke here. Let me tell you about a company called Ownwell. That's O-W-N W-E-L-L. They believe that when it comes to paying your property tax, you should only pay what's fair. Did you know you can fight for fair property taxes and save thousands of dollars every year? But you need some help to guide you through the process. Ownwell has experience and can navigate the process for you. Sign up with Ownwell in less than 3 minutes and with no upfront costs, and you'll have access to their team of experts and cutting-edge technology. 86% of Ownwell's customers save on their property taxes, an average savings of over $1,100. Ownwell includes local tax experts, cutting-edge technology, and best-in-class customer support, along with no upfront cost and a savings or free guarantee. That means if you don't save, you don't pay. See their happy customer reviews and sign up today at ownwell.com. O-W-N-W-E-L-L.com. Ownwell.com. Start saving today.
You never know when the power is going to go out.
We lost power even at our church this past Sunday.
Shannon Smith is the general manager at East Texas Generators.
You just never know when a power outage will occur, and whether it's in the cold of the winter when we're freezing cold, or if it's in the summer and it's hot, you want your AC working. If you don't have backup power, you don't have any power.
What's it like at your home when the power goes out?
The worst part of a power loss is you never know how long it's going to last. And with a standby generator, you really don't care.
Unlike a lot of other dealers, East Texas Generators can have your generator installed in just a week or two.
We're local. We can help you make the right decision on which generator you want and help you get it installed. We've been in business for 15 years serving our neighbors here in East Texas.
East Texas Generators sells and services Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, and Generac Generators. They're online at easttexasgenerators.com, the leader in backup power for home and business. East Texas Generators.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:15, 44 degrees. Time now for sports, sponsored by Montrose Concrete, montroseconcrete.com. Some drama in NASCAR Sunday.
Talladega is known for wide-open racing and some big finishes. Sunday didn't disappoint.
The block and around goes the 34, and Reddick steals one.
Courtesy Fox, Michael McDowell started on the pole and led on the final lap, but lost control trying to block Ryan Keselowski, causing a huge wreck. Tyler Reddick's 45 managed to avoid trouble and grab the win, the sixth of his career. Car owner Michael Jordan was on hand at Talladega to see it.
Tim McMaster with that report. L.A. Dodgers slugger Shohei Ohtani set a record yesterday.
Smashes this ball. Forget about it. Marte doesn't even move. It's gone.
Ohtani's 176th homer knocked in the first two runs of the Dodgers' shutout of the Mets and set the long ball record for a Japanese-born player in the MLB, passing former Yankee star Hideki Matsui. Elsewhere in baseball, the Astros went into yesterday's game with hopes of a series win after splitting the first two with the Nationals, but Washington pitcher Mitchell Parker was dominant, tossing seven innings of three-hit shutout ball, no walks, eight strikeouts. The Washington bats racked up 11 hits, including the one that finished it.
And that ball's well hit to left by Nick Senzel. See you later. First as a net on his fourth base hit. And it's 6-0 Washington.
100 miles an hour off the bat. Nick Senzel, welcome. That's how you do it.
Final score of 6-0 gave the series to the Nationals. The Astros visit the Cubs tomorrow. The Rangers were facing a sweep at the hands of the hometown Braves. Texas down by 3 early.
This ball is lifted to right. It is deep. Evan Carter. The deke job by Acuna. It's gone. Carter's got his third. And the Rangers are on the board.
Rangers catcher Andrew Kisner put his team on top with a three-run blast that same inning, and Adolis Garcia smashed a two-run shot later in the game, Texas avoiding the sweep with a 6-4 win over Atlanta. NBA playoff action included the Mavericks and Clippers.
Everybody else on the baseline. It's Harden against Hardowitz. Down the right alley. He steps back. He tries it from 15. He connects. Plus the foul. James Harden gives the Clippers a 21-point lead.
L.A. took the opener from the Mavs 109-97. In other action, Damian Lillard's 35 powered the Bucks over the Pacers 109-94. The Celtics beat the Heat, and the Thunder edged the Pelicans. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time, 7:18.
Name a bug, any bug, pest, or insect, and we can take care of it.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Pest control starting at $29 a month.
Fleas, fire ants, wasps, spiders, roaches, bed bugs, mosquitoes, and the big bully, termites. Never had termites? Keep it that way with Centricon, the number one brand for termite protection. Bundle your Centricon protection and save.
Lane Pest Control customers earn up to $150 credit when you refer a new customer to us.
Homes, offices, restaurants, apartments, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, warehouses, industrial.
Discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military. Tyler, Lindale, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Thinking about college? At TJC, you'll receive an excellent education along with an exceptional student experience. TJC brings both quality and affordability to meet the educational and training demands of their students. With more than 115 programs and certificates, they provide options for everyone. The door to your future is always open at TJC, and your opportunities are endless. Visit tjc.edu for more information. That's tjc.edu.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your Money Now is coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the right workers' comp partner for your business. 44 degrees, KTBB News Time, 720.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Verizon says it lost fewer than expected wireless subscribers in the first quarter, thanks to its flexible plans and streaming bundles offering discounts for services such as Netflix and Max. The U.S. telecom firm lost 68,000 monthly wireless subscribers between January and March. That is compared to the 100,000 expected. The firm reported total revenue of $33 billion for the first 3 months of the year. Smart cities are locations that apply technology to enhance the benefits and diminish the shortcomings of urbanization for its citizens are popping up and improving all over. Most of the top smart cities are in Europe, and zero U.S. cities made the top 10 list. Some of the top smart cities include London, Singapore, and Zurich, Switzerland. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 211, the NASDAQ lost 319, and the S&P 500 down 43. That's your money now.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You know all those stories you hear about remodeling contractors, how they're impossible to track down, don't return your calls, and you find yourself running your own project? Mike Ayer from Rebath here, and I absolutely promise that will never happen when you hire us to remodel your bathroom. We go overboard when it comes to communication. First, we assign a dedicated customer service rep who's available at any time to answer any question. Then we set up a group text that includes 7 Rebath folks who are directly involved in your job, including an owner of the company, the production manager, and the installer, who are posting updates and who will respond to any questions that you have. The bottom line is you will never, ever, ever, never wonder what's happening. Get started on your bathroom remodel today by going to rebath.com or call us at 844-9-REBATH. That's 844-9-REBATH or online at rebath.com.
Don't let the last chance to lock in 0% financing and 2023 pricing slip through your hands. Call Rebath now. KTBB News Time, 7:23, 44 degrees in Tyler, 43 in Longview.
Another state is sending troops to Texas.
Continuing the request from the state of Texas, and with the approval of Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, the Louisiana National Guard mobilized 50 soldiers to the Texas border in support of Operation Lone Star, replacing the original 50 that arrived in March. This is the second of 3 rotations that the Louisiana National Guard will send, with each rotation lasting approximately 30 days. The task force command team, consisting of the company commander and first sergeant, will remain in place for the entire 90-day mission to ensure accountability, continuity, structure, and discipline. The Louisiana National Guard soldiers will be assisting the Texas National Guard with patrols along the southern border to prevent, detect, and deter illegal migrant crossings.
Tom Gulley reporting, a high-profile charity is accused of misusing federal funds.
Catholic Charities of San Antonio is accused of using federal funds that are meant to house and feed asylum seekers to instead fly them across the country. Congressman Henry Cuellar is upset that the rules are being broken.
It's become a magnet, according to not only the Republicans, but even our folks in Laredo.
Migrants looking for free transportation to other cities where they wait for their court date. Homeland Security recently announced that $300 million was awarded nationwide for the Shelter and Services Program. Catholic Charities of San Antonio received one of the larger grants.
And that's Michael Board reporting. An 11-year-old Bryan ISD student is accused of assaulting an educator whose husband says left her with a traumatic brain injury and issues with the administration.
James Long says BISD has hired a law firm that has pressured and harassed his wife.
This harassment seems to be trying to accomplish the goal
of ensuring my wife does not receive the proper medical care.
Long says BISD also hired a private investigator to follow his wife.
In an attempt to prove that she was faking, even though there was video proof of the assault.
The board's vice president told Long they'll get further information and will be advised by the superintendent. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says a charge against a student of assaulting a public servant may change depending on the outcome of their investigation.
Bill Oliver reporting there's a renewed focus on reducing the production of plastics just in time for Earth Day.
This year's Earth Day theme is Planet versus Plastics, with a call for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. EarthDay.org outlines the plan, which includes more public awareness of the damage plastic can do to humans as well as animals, and a demand for more research to be done on its health implications. It also calls for phasing out all single-use plastics by 2030 and takes aim at the fast fashion industry, urging more policies around the amount of plastic it produces. Earth Day, which started in 1970, is also teaming up with Rovio's Angry Birds for its video game Healing the World, in which plastic trash is hurting the birds' feathered friends.
Tony J. Powers reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 726.
What's that old building, Daddy?
That's the old mall, sweetie. It used to have an ice rink. Had my 8th birthday there, actually.
Why'd they shut it down?
Hello, Southside Bank.
Hi. I'm a commercial developer. I'd like to talk about a mall. Time to build some new memories.
Southside Bank, member FDIC.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
I'm Tammy, and my husband is Rick Humes. I was so impressed with the inspection he did on my parents' home years ago, I married him. Our company, Humes Inspections and Foundations in Tyler, has been repairing pier and beam foundations for 35 years. Is your pier and beam home not level? Are hardwood floors buckling? Cracks in the walls? Windows and doors sticking? Mold on the walls? Those are signs of possible foundation problems.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
We never hire subcontractors. Rick and our sons do all the work. Our repair estimates include detailed graphs and photos of problems. And when the job is done, we clean up and haul off all the scraps.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
Hey, folks, let me step in for a moment with great news that we've been voted best in town again by readers of the Tyler Paper. And hey, check out our new Facebook page.
Humes, like homes, with a U. Humes Inspections and Foundations.
Flooring Liquidators is relocating their warehouse, but they don't want to move what's inside.
I want to sell our merchandise and not have to move it.
Carson Beavers of Flooring Liquidators in Tyler.
It's going to be our biggest sale we've ever had in 17 years. It'll be more than 50% off what we normally sell it for.
Flooring Liquidators has a warehouse full of first-line, first-quality flooring.
We've made a few large purchases. I couldn't pass the deal up, so I can pass that on to the consumer as well.
Only Flooring Liquidators has a warehouse full of inventory on hand, and they'd rather make you an incredible deal on it than get stuck moving it.
If it's been on your mind to redo the floors in your house, now's the time.
Carpet, tile, hardwood, vinyl, every type of flooring at prices you'll never see again. It's the Flooring Liquidators Warehouse Relocation Sale, now through the end of April. Shop their showroom in Tyler on the Southwest Loop across from Chuck E. Cheese. Shop online at flgliquidators.com. FLGLiquidators.com.
It doesn't happen often, and it won't last long. It's the every once in a while hail sale at Tyler Ford. Small dents mean big savings for you. Our dedicated repair teams have been busy making repairs to all our hail damaged vehicles, so you can't tell anything's ever happened. We have already fixed them, but you still save. No need to find someone on the street corner to repair your vehicle or drive with dings. You won't see the damage, but you will certainly see the savings going on right now at Tyler Ford.
KTBB News Time, 729, 44 degrees, and a good morning to you, East Texas. Melissa, what is on the other side of the news?
Well, file this under I don't get paid enough for this. A North Carolina high schooler has been charged with assault after being caught on camera repeatedly slapping a teacher during a profanity-filled exchange. Ooh. Now, the incident involving the unidentified juvenile occurred at Parkland High School in Winston-Salem on April 15th. The Forsyth County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook, video posted online online shows a student standing over a teacher who's seated before striking her in the face. One hit is so hard that her glasses fly off. Now, the school's principal told parents in a message that the student would face disciplinary action in addition to criminal charges for inappropriate and unsettling behavior. The superintendent plans to recommend expulsion from the school district in a hearing separate from the legal ones. Now, former teachers at the school said they were not surprised after seeing the now viral video of the assault circulating online, adding that behavioral problems at the school took a turn for the worse when students returned to the classroom following COVID closures.
Wow.
I mean,
I bet we're going to hear a lot more stories like that over the coming years.
Okay, so that's a green light for me then, right?
Absolutely.
News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style. 44 degrees at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Police are at Yale University to break up pro-Palestinian protesters setting up camp overnight. Classes at Columbia University are remote today. The Passover Jewish holiday starts tonight, marked by President Biden in a statement.
The president issued a statement saying, "We must speak out against the alarming surge of anti-Semitism," adding, "Silence is complicity." He also singled out colleges, saying anti-Semitism has no place on college campuses or anywhere in our country.
Fox's Jill Nato. Opening statements start soon at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York.
Today it kicks off. The people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump. Prosecutors will finally completely reveal their hand, and the defense will push back against that. 34 counts involve filing false business records.
Fox's Derek Shawn. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time, 7:31, temperature 44 degrees.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you. For more than a decade, they have successfully helped over 20,000 owners get out of their timeshare. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau, customer service is their priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Monday, I hope you never have to go to court. Obviously, you don't want to be charged with a crime, but in the civil realm, taking someone to court or being sued yourself is now a disaster in New York State. So, we all expect justice in America, but that does not exist anymore. I can give you hundreds of examples of injustice. And it's not just incompetency, it's ingrained in the system. So we all know that 4 out of the 5 DAs in New York City don't really prosecute aggressively even violent crimes. So criminals go unpunished. That is injustice. But in your life, you could be sued. Car accident, something happens on your property, somebody hurts you, medical, on and on and on and on. If you are sued and have to defend yourself in court, or even if you file a lawsuit against somebody else, you better have hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are 1.3 million lawyers approximately in the USA, and most of them want to make as much money as possible. And most of them bill by the hour, and the client has no idea. There's no oversight. I hope you never have to go to court. Back after this. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Medical advances have made non-invasive surgery possible, reducing downtime. And new plumbing technology has made pipe repair quick and effective, often complete within hours instead of days. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is the first in Texas to offer Hammerhead Blue Light technology. No more torn up yards, landscaping, or foundations, and no extended hotel stays while work is done. Work is complete in hours with little or no collateral damage. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, serving all of East Texas.
KTPB News Time 7:35 on a cool Monday morning. 43 degrees in Longview, 44 degrees right now in Tyler. And folks, stay tuned for a complete weather forecast coming your way in 6 minutes. Right now, it's time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. The Senate could move this week on a bill that could lead to a ban for a popular social media app.
A bill that would ban TikTok unless its parent company, ByteDance, divests its stake in the company is up for a vote this week. The House passed it as part of a foreign aid and national security package. Lawmakers made changes from a previous bill that raises the amount of time ByteDance has to divest from 6 months to 1 year. Supporters in both parties say the company's connection to the Chinese government puts Americans' data and national security at risk. Some Republicans and Democrats argue banning TikTok is a violation of free speech and that the app has benefits such as exposure for small businesses.
Ryan Schmelz reporting one Texas lawmaker is trying to bust a big myth that's making its way across social media.
Big name Republicans claim that the Biden administration's open door policy will give Democratic states more power in Congress due to census numbers. That's a theory that even Elon Musk amplified, but Congressman Jasmine Crockett says that's not true. She says it's Texas that's getting seats.
And New York actually lost a seat, which historically has been a blue state.
The North Texas Democrat used a recent congressional hearing to point out how violent crime rates are on the decline in her district, despite a growing population of asylum seekers.
Michael Board reporting Johnson County prosecutors are expected to rest their case as soon as the capital murder trial of Jerry Don Elders resumes this morning.
The first phase of the Elders case will decide whether the Burleson man is guilty of capital murder. If so, then the case moves to a death penalty hearing. Prosecutors say they have all but wrapped their case, concluding with Tarrant County Medical Examiner Dr. Michael Schaup, who testified, murder victim Robin Waddell.
It caused deaths of multiple gunshot wounds, in my opinion, and the manner of death is homicide.
Prosecutors say Waddell was carjacked and murdered shortly after Elders shot and wounded a Burleson police officer. It's not known how long the defense is expected to last. The closing arguments are not to take place until Thursday.
LP Phillips reporting three men were rushed to the hospital on Saturday afternoon after an explosion at a home in Pilot Point.
The explosion happened around 12:30 p.m. on East FM 455. Three men in their mid-40s were found with varying degrees of burns. One was taken to Medical City Plano, and two were taken to Medical City Denton, according to Fox 4. The Texas Railroad Commission has been called in to investigate the explosion because the home was fueled with propane. The cause of the blast has not been determined.
Tom Gulley reporting, and while you're at the movies, you might want to check your drink size, according to a lawsuit filed by a Texan.
A man from Sherman, Texas, filed a class action lawsuit against a Texas-based movie theater Cinemark, claiming he's been financially injured over the size of his beer. Shane Waldrop, who filed the lawsuit, claims Cinemark is shorting customers on drinks by selling drinks in containers labeled as 24 ounces, but really only hold 22 ounces. The list of charges Cinemark is facing includes violations of the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, common law fraud, negligent misrepresentation, and unjust enrichment. Waldrop is also seeking compensatory damages and is calling on Cinemark to repackage its 24-ounce drinks.
Giovanna Scroggins reporting, do you think the guy just picked it up and was like, hey, man, there's something going on here?
Bringing a scale to the movie theaters.
Yeah, from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Anything can happen in 24 hours. Be back tomorrow morning for the latest news and weather on your way to work. Your only local news radio, 97.5 FM, KTBB, and KTBB.com.
Folks, thank you for joining us this morning. Stay tuned for a complete weather forecast that is coming your way next from meteorologist Andrew Sammet. KTBB News Time, 7:39.
This is Judy for Jim's Jewelers. We want to let everyone know that Thomas Ryan, a graduate gemologist and professionally trained appraiser, will be in our store this coming Tuesday. A lot of our customers have expressed the need for an upgraded appraisal for their insurance company, or they've just been wanting to get their jewelry pieces insured. Maybe you've inherited a piece of jewelry that you don't know anything about. Well, this is the time for all that. Mr. Ryan will provide same-day service, all done right here in our store. Call now to schedule your appointment. Bring any paperwork you have that describes your jewelry, even a previous appraisal. Many East Texans have already taken advantage of this appraisal opportunity. Jim's Jewelers is located at 2009 Old Troop Highway, just down the street from Potpourri House and behind the Days Inn. Next Tuesday, appraisals at Jim's Jewelers. Jim's Jewelers, 2009 Old Troop Highway in Tyler.
Hi, Paul Gleiser here, along with Dennis Boole, and we're DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry on Preston Road in Dallas. You know, Dennis, I can't count the number of times someone has told me that he has a super secret insider special deal on buying diamonds.
You know, diamonds are interesting because really they have become more of a commodity. And we've got a bigger inventory than most wholesalers. And anytime somebody says, oh, I bought it from a wholesaler, I'm going, well, no, you really didn't. The large stones are 20 carats or 15 carats. The larger the stone, the rarer it is. The rarer it is, the more it will hold its value, the more it will return in the long term.
And you have them?
Yes, we do. We've got also blue diamonds, pink diamonds. We've really got diamonds in here that you can't find anywhere else.
Thanks, Dennis. The simple fact is, there's no place in Texas with a larger inventory of top tier and large diamonds than DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry. DeBoole is in Dallas on Preston Road, south of Lover's Lane, and they're online at DeBoole.com, DeBoole.com.
Do you have a great job? Do you want one? Here at Cables Roofing, we're looking for hardworking, honest people to join our growing team. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:41 on this Monday morning. And here is KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammets with a look at our forecast.
We are going to see mostly sunny skies for our day on Monday with a few more morning clouds in our southwesternmost areas. We'll see those high temperatures climbing into the low to mid-70s out there, so slightly below average for this time of the year. But with the sunshine and the light winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour, it will be rather pleasant for our day on Monday. Good day to get outside and enjoy the afternoon. For tonight, we are going to see mostly clear skies with temperatures dropping down to the upper 40s, so it will be a bit of a chilly night once again. You'll need a jacket and sweater heading out the door Tuesday morning, but as we head into your Tuesday afternoon, we'll see mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the upper 70s with a few low 80s out there as well. We'll get winds out of the south at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour for our Tuesday, so it will be a bit more breezy, but still temperatures are right back to average for this time of the year. We're going to see those high temperatures climb back above average area-wide by Wednesday with highs in the lower 80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. 43 degrees over Letourneau University, 44 degrees over UT Tyler, and 44 at KTBB. Movie Monday Trivia is next. A Hollywood legend today. KTBB News Time, 7:43.
Well, the potentially bitter cold days of winter are behind us, together with their potential impact on the power grid. Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. But that only means that spring storm season is at hand, along with the inevitable downed power lines. All to say that the power is going to fail at your place sooner or later, and there you will sit in stuffy, uncomfortable, unproductive darkness. That is, unless you have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. With a Generac automatic standby generator, power failures are just no big deal. Your lights and air conditioning stay on, and your life goes on. Generator Supercenter can design and install a Generac automatic standby generator system just like ours here at KTBB, and they can help you pay for it with easy, affordable financing. It's no wonder, then, that Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler, and they're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
When it's time for Jersey Mike's to make a really great sub, a deli slicer is how we do it. Fresh sliced and made right in front of you is what we've always done. It's what we've been doing. It's what we're always gonna do. Because meat and cheese, deli sliced thin, piled high and made to order, is just how a great sub should be done. So what are you doing? Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
KTBB News Time, 744, 44 degrees, and you can be a sub above with a free gift card from Jersey Mike's. A sub above in Tyler and Longview. One winner per household every 60 days on Movie Monday Trivia. Here's the number, 903-593-5822, 903-593-5822. We're looking for the first caller with the right answer. And here is today's question. Which three-time Oscar winner got his first big break in the 1969 film Easy Rider? Which three-time Oscar winner got his first big break in the 1969 film Easy Rider? We're ready for your call. Good luck. And taking a look at sports, NBA playoff action included the Milwaukee Bucks without star Giannis Antetokounmpo facing the Indiana Pacers.
Off balance. He's got it!
Damian Lillard led with 35, all scored before halftime, and the Bucks overcame the Pacers 109-94. Jason Tatum and the Celtics were dominant.
Tatum down a lane, scoop layup's good. Beautiful ball movement once again from the Celtics.
Tatum notched his first career playoff triple-double, including 23 points, as Boston beat Miami 114-94. The Mavericks, meanwhile, faced the Clippers in their first playoff test this year.
Kyrie overplayed by Man. Luka comes and gets it. Man stays with him. Shot clock down to four, still outside the arc. Now goes on the move, trying to lean in. Can't do it. From the elbow, hits the shot against the clock.
Luka put up 33. Kyrie Irving added 31. Despite missing Kawhi Leonard, who sat with knee swelling, the Clippers had several players in double figures, including James Harden and Ivica Zubac.
Zubac was big. He dominated here in game one at the center position. They played to him in the post, and we didn't have an answer. And so we have to be better.
That is Mavs coach Jason Kidd. Final score there, 109-97, as the Mavs lost the first of that series. In the other game yesterday, the Thunder edged the Pelicans 94-92. The Astros split the first two of the series with the Washington Nationals. Yesterday's rubber match saw Houston melt before a stellar performance from Nats pitcher Mitchell Parker, who went seven shutout innings, allowed just three hits, and struck out eight without walking anybody.
You know what? He threw some really good split fingers. The change of speeds at a pretty good angle. We just couldn't get anything done.
That is Astros manager Joe Espada. The Astros move on to Chicago and the Cubs tomorrow. The Rangers wanted to avoid a sweep in Atlanta. Down by three in the fourth inning, Evan Carter launched a solo homer to put Texas on the board. Then later that inning,
runners do move up, second and third. Here's Kisner. He singled his first time up. Can tie it with a single. Instead, he launches one to left. It is deep, and it is out of here. Andrew Kisner's first of the year. He can touch them all, and the Rangers have gone back on top.
Adolis Garcia iced it with a two-run shot later. The Rangers beat Atlanta and avoided the sweep 6-4. Your Money Now coming up next. KTBB News Time, 747.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road, because your vehicle isn't your vehicle till you bring it to Woody's. Better look, better stuff. Woody's has everything you need for any vehicle that you have. Commercial truck outfitting, truck accessories, lifts, wheels, tires, spray and bed liners, WeatherTech floor mats, and more. Think of the convenience, security, fuel efficiency, and the great look of a professionally installed bed cover. Woody's will custom fit it for a perfect match. Or for even more space and security, Woody's can install the ARE camper shell. It comes in many colors and designs, including a walk-in door, classic aluminum, Toolmaster, the Diamond Edition, or the Deluxe Commercial. Bigger is better at Woody's Accessories and Off-Road on the West Southwest Loop and Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, and online at woodystruck.com. That's woodystruck.com.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
A very special event is coming up at Tyler's Cascades Golf and Country Club. The 18th annual Kyle Lake Foundation Memorial Golf Tournament is Monday, May 6th, honoring the memory of Tyler native Kyle Lake. Kyle was the pastor of Waco's University Baptist Church. He died in a tragic accident in 2005, but his Christ-centered life continues to impact many others. Kyle was the author of two books, Understanding God's Will and Understanding Prayer. The Kyle Lake Foundation supports many worthwhile projects, including the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars team, Christian
ministries, educational institutions, soccer camps, and defibrillators. The golf tournament is a four-person best ball scramble. It includes many great prizes, raffle items, and a silent auction. Space is limited, so call 903-561-5050, 903-561-5050, or go online at kylelake.org. The Kyle Lake Memorial Golf Tournament, Monday, May 6th at Tyler's Cascades Golf and Country Club. For more information on the Kyle Lake Foundation or the tournament, go to kylelake.org. Kathy Green of Tyler, our trivia winner this morning, taking home a free gift card from Jersey Mike's Subs, a sub above in Longview and Tyler. All right, so which three-time Oscar winner got his first big break in the 1969 film Easy Rider? It was Jack Nicholson, who is 87 years old today, by the way. He's known for anti-hero roles. He's been acting since way back in 1955. Nicholson has 12 Oscar nominations, the most among male actors. He's been nominated in five different decades. How about that? Now, Hanna-Barbera once offered him an animation job, which he declined to pursue acting. He did some TV work, including The Andy Griffith Show. Fun fact for you here. In high school, Jack Nicholson once had detention every single day for a whole school year. How about that? Your Money Now's next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company. Learn more at texasmutual.com. KTBB News Time, 7:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Crude oil futures have edged lower after Iran said it will not escalate the conflict with Israel. The West Texas Intermediate contract for May lost 46 cents to $82.68 a barrel, while June Brent futures fell 89 cents to $86.40 a barrel. U.S. crude oil and Brent fell 3% last week. The two benchmarks are up about 16 and 12% this year, respectively. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says global military spending hit a record high worth roughly $2.4 trillion in 2023 after increasing by roughly 7% the previous year. A report by the Ukraine-Russia war says tensions in the Middle East and other trends contributed to the spike in spending. The U.S., China, and Russia were the three biggest military spenders last year. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 211. That's Your Money Now.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than two. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
License number 4214C.
Fort Asheville here with AC Contractors with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Ire! Ire!
I'm afraid to ask anymore.
It's a bird call, Mr. D.
Uh-huh. What kind of bird?
I'm calling all the early birds out there to take advantage of the special price on our premium AC tune-up.
Only $89 for a limited time.
And when you do, you're going to be singing, Ire! Ire!
Ah, air. Now I get it.
But if you miss out and you go to turn on your AC and nothing happens, you'll be singing a different tune.
How's that song go, Ace?
Oh, I don't think this radio station can play a song like that, Mr. D. It's got a lot of bad words.
Oh, then folks better get while the getting's good. This premium AC tune-up is comprehensive. Look online at accontractors.com.
And your little nest will stay cool all summer.
For just $89.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. Ire! Ire!
AC Contractors.
KTBB News Time, 7:53, 44 degrees in Tyler, 43 in Longview.
President Biden has offended an ally in the South Pacific by suggesting his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
It was last week on a visit to a war memorial in Scranton, Pennsylvania, that President Biden indicated his uncle may have been eaten by cannibals. Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan Jr. was shot down over Papua New Guinea during the Second World War, and his body was never found. There were a lot of cannibals for real, said President Biden. Now, Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape has accused the president of disparaging his country. He says it does not deserve the reputation. The South Pacific island nation is part of a U.S. alliance to combat assertive moves by China.
Jonathan Savage reporting. The judge in former President Trump's New York State civil fraud trial is holding a hearing today.
Manhattan Judge Arthur Engoron will consider if the $175 million bond in former President Trump's civil fraud trial meets state requirements. Attorney General Letitia James had questioned whether Knight Specialty Insurance, which posted the bond, was properly licensed in the state. The billionaire owner of the company, Don Hanke, said they are allowed to practice in the state. While there may have been an issue with some of the initial paperwork, Hanke said it had been sorted out. He said he only got involved after multiple other companies refused to issue bond on the $450 million judgment. If the bond is approved, that will allow the former president to appeal Judge Engoron's findings and the price tag of the judgment.
Jessica Rosenthal reporting. Opening statements are scheduled for this morning in the so-called hush money trial of former President Trump. Ukraine's president says he's happy about the House vote to provide aid in a package passed over the weekend, but he knows there's another hurdle.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on NBC's Meet the Press said the House vote is support for Ukraine maintaining its democracy, but through an interpreter, nudged the other congressional chamber to give its approval.
We want to, well, get things as fast as possible so that we get some tangible assistance for the soldiers on the front line as soon as possible, not in another 6 months.
President Zelensky said with Senate approval, the aid can give Ukraine the resources it needs to win the war with Russia.
Colonel Scott reporting. State and federal officials responding to the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University this past weekend.
The White House and several New York leaders are strongly condemning the ongoing pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. President Biden is calling them blatantly anti-Semitic, and a rabbi at the school is warning Jewish students to leave the campus for their own safety. Protesters are demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and for the university to completely divest from Israel. More than 100 people have been arrested since demonstrations started last week.
Jackie Ibanez reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time, 7:56.
Selling your home doesn't have to be stressful. You just need the right real estate agent that you can trust. Hi, it's Glenn Beck. And when it comes to real estate in East Texas, the agents I would work with, the Burks team from RE/MAX Professionals. Whether it's choosing a great selling price or knowing how to correctly market your home, the Burks team is the right choice for you. I met with them, I know them, and I can say the Burks team is committed to giving you the best experience when it comes to buying and selling a home. They have decades of experience and use cutting-edge technology. The Burks team, they have an amazing home value estimator that'll give you in a matter of seconds what your home is worth, the value of your home today. So if you're curious to find out what that is, go directly to the website, TylerHouseHunters.com. Once your curiosity is piqued, you can contact them directly. Let the Burks team use their skills and marketing strategies to sell your home quickly and for the most amount of money possible. Nobody markets better than the Burks team. Go to TylerHouseHunters.com now.
This is Barry Tatum, manager of Texican Rare Coin, 100 Independence Place, Tyler, Texas, one block south of the Loop, across the street from the mall. When COVID struck in 2020, a lot of people went home. People started looking for alternatives to place their money and their investment, gold and silver. Demand outpaced supply for 3 years. What we're seeing now, supply has caught up with demand. Now we're seeing an excess of supply. When there's an excess of supply, prices tend to go down. Prices are reduced in order to move inventory. It creates an opportunity to buy at reduced prices. We have abundant supplies of gold and silver ready to deliver. Texican Rare Coin, 100 Independence Place, Tyler, Texas. TexicanRareCoin.com.
Y aquí en Monedas Tejanas hablamos español.
If you could cover the length of a football field in 5 seconds, you could name your price as a pro football player. But cover that same distance while looking down at your cell phone, and the price could be your life. April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and Toll 49 hopes you'll spread the word. Save time, drive Toll 49, but do it with your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Sponsored by NetRMA, the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority. NetRMA.org.
It doesn't happen often, and it won't last long. It's the every once in a while hail sale at Tyler Ford. Small dents mean big savings for you. Our dedicated repair teams have been busy making repairs to all our hail damaged vehicles, so you can't tell anything's ever happened. We have already fixed them, but you still save. No need to find someone on the street corner to repair your vehicle or drive with dings. You won't see the damage, but you will certainly see the savings going on right now at Tyler Ford.
KCBB News Time, 7:59, and a good Monday morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're starting off your new work week with us. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Well, a federal task force is focusing on a specific group of thieves. Andrew, how about weather?
We will see mostly sunny skies on our Monday with high temperatures in the low to mid-70s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Salmon.
Thank you, sir. 43 degrees right now in Longview, 44 degrees in Tyler. Definitely a cooler morning today. That complete forecast coming your way just after the top of the hour. Also, as always, great talk shows coming to you. Sean Hannity at 2 o'clock today. Jimmy Fallon's Fox Across America at 11. And on the Glenn Beck Show, a court says cops can make you unlock your phone. That's right after the local news. Fox News is next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.